Oh, it was, you know, it was a good win for our team today. I was really proud of our offensive line in the running game. Thought those guys really did a good job, controlled the line of scrimmage. And, you know, it really helped us get the game under control. But, you know, overall it was a good, solid team effort. You know, 2 weeks, we had a little extra time to prepare for this one as the Colts did. But, you know, I thought our guys really worked hard in their preparation. They came out here and, you know, when we, you know, eliminated a couple of the mistakes that we made, when we didn't make those, you know, I felt like we, you know, did a pretty good job of, trying to play the game the way we wanted to play it. So, you know, hats off really to the offensive line, the tight ends, Devlin, Jonas, and those guys blocked well, ran well. You know, Rob had a great run there. Julian had a great block. You know, we did a good job in our run defense. Those guys up front on the defensive front linebackers did a nice job too, making a one-dimensional game. So, you know, a lot of things the Colts were able to do here this year. Fortunately, they weren't able to do them tonight. So proud of what our guys did. Players played hard. They definitely deserve to win tonight.
Can we talk about players making the most of kind of the opportunities they have? Jonas Gray got an opportunity to play, and he seems to be grinding it out like he should be grinding it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what he, you know, he did it for us in preseason. He does it for us every day out there on the practice field. He works hard, and I thought he ran hard tonight, ran real hard.
You guys ran the ball real well against them late last year from a philosophical standpoint. Kind of the same thing you saw carrying over to this year, maybe some things on tape where you come into this type of game and you're going to feel pretty confident you're going to run it?
Well, if it's working, Scott, you know, you can't keep calling those runs when you're only getting a yard. So, you know, if you're handing the ball off and you're making yards, then you keep calling them. You know, if you're not, then same thing. If you're throwing the ball and you're hitting them and you're gaining yards, then you keep throwing it. But, I mean, we're not just going to run it just to, you know, just to run it and gain nothing. But we had a lot of good plays today. You know, like Cam did a good job. You know, Hooman, Cam, and Rob, you know, at tight end on the edge, along with those inside guys. They, you know, Solder and Connolly, Stork, Wendy, Seabass, and those guys really, really did a good job. James Devlin, a great job on a lot of those lead blocks, those power plays, and some of those edge plays. So, you know, it's a good team effort. You know, you got to block them all. It's not any one guy. It's just good execution by our entire team. And the offensive coaching staff did a real good job, put a good game plan together. Plays complemented each other, and, you know, we were able to keep them off balance there. We really looked at everything, you know, Tom. We tried to look at everything in that period of time. The offense, the defense, special teams, the running game, the passing game, all the situations, everything in the kicking game. We just, you know, try to look at what we're doing and try to do it better. You know, we got rid of some things that weren't as productive as we thought they would have been when we put them in, when we moved on to emphasize some things that we feel like are better for us and will be better for us in this game and hopefully in the second half of the season. So we'll see how that goes. But, again, I think the coaches did a good job of that, and the players during that Wednesday practice, Tuesday meetings really embraced, you know, what it's like to play. You know, if we were playing us, what we do, what we, you know, do well, what we don't do well, what we need to do better, you know, what would make it harder for a team to play us, and we hopefully improved on some of those things. I mean, he was a real productive player, you know, Notre Dame, then he had the knee injury, and, you know, we just honestly thought he was better than the other back we had from Notre Dame, who were released there, you know, Wood, and made that exchange.
And as you started to work with him and got to know him better, what stood out to you, you know, with him?
Yeah, just like what we saw in Notre Dame. He's a, you know, smart, hardworking kid. He's got good power, runs hard. You know, he's not going to be the guy that in passing camp, you're going to walk off the field and ooh and ah about. That's not really his game. His game was what we saw tonight. And that's what it was in college. And you know, I think in talking to Coach Kelly and, you know, some of the other players at Notre Dame that we had on our team or, you know, that were familiar with Jonas, that they were, you know, all kind of said the same thing, which is what we saw. So, but, you know, he works hard every day. You know, it's not any one thing or one great epiphany of something that happened. He just, comes to work every day, gets better. Things he needs to work on, works the coach fears. Things he needs to work on, he tries to improve on. His blitz pickup, his assignments in the passing game, his runs and his reads in the running game. And he's gotten a lot better at those. Because he was productive in preseason. Yeah, we talked about that long and hard, and we really talked about bringing him up onto the roster several weeks before. You know, we did even before the after the Buffalo game when he came up. But I had several conversations with him in previous weeks. You know, telling him that you're close. We want to try to get you on the roster right now. You know, we had a couple other issues that we had to deal with, but. I think we all felt as a coaching staff that he would be playing for us at some point this year at that final cut. Obviously we didn't want to expose him, but we do what we felt was best. So.
Coach Grant has always been a very physical player. The last couple of weeks, has he gotten more physical, or the plays that he involved in have been more physical? Because it just seems like he's pushing guys around.
Well, I think Rob is always – obviously been a great player and does a lot of things well, but I think he has the determination when he has the ball in his hands that, it's going to be hard for – he's going to have to make guys, work hard to tackle him. You know, he's not going to go down easy. He's not going to go out of bounds, and he's going to make them put him on the ground. And, he's taken a real aggressive attitude toward that, and he's been a hard guy to tackle.
What's the explanation on the kick? It seemed like the ball was going to die inside the five. The game was 28.
That the impetus of the kick was what put it into the end zone.
Okay. It's like they pushed it in.
Right. Well.
On a muff.
Yeah. The explanation was that it was still the impetus. Okay. Right. I understand what you're saying. I asked the same question, but the explanation was the impetus of the kick was still eventually what drove the ball into the end zone. So. That's
Jeff, noticed that in the six games where your team has scored first, you've won all six of those games. Is there a scheme or is there a confidence builder to your team when that happens?
I don't know. I don't think it's, we try to score every time we go out there. So if we score first, great. There's going to be a lot of possessions after that. There's a lot of football left. So, that's not enough to win a game or not win a game. But it certainly helps. You always want to try to score first and play from ahead. There's no question about that. We always try to do that.
What led to that interception toward the end of the first half that was kind of uncharacteristic?
Yeah, well, obviously, we had two turnovers in the first half, and that's, we need to protect the ball better. We need to have fewer penalties and fewer turnovers. We had penalties on the punt returns. We had two turnovers, so, we got to do a better job of that. Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, it was, it looked like a good catch, but it was a really close play. And that's what they set up in the booth. They said, it's probably – he's probably in, but it's really close. And, at that point, we didn't look like we were going to be wanting to stop the clock a lot in the rest of the game. And so did slow things down a little bit, gave us a chance to, talk about our, our red area defense there. Obviously when – Allen went out of the game, then all the matchups and everything that we had gone into the game with changed a little bit because of, Doyle and Fleener and not Allen. So, some of our things in the red area and all, we just wanted to, gave us a chance to get that right too. So we were, I might have taken a timeout there anyway.
Yeah.